This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Gary, Rami, and Sparky have been going at it for 3 hours, but haven't crashed and burned yet.
Well, it's the big show.
It's time for the guys to reset the big topics from today's big show and let you pick a lane.
Pick a Lane is brought to you by the Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove, where the 2017 summer racing season is in full swing. Go to GreatLakesDragaway.com for the full season schedule, daily track updates, and to purchase discounted ticket packages.
It is that time here on the Wendy's Big Show, live in the Holtz Chevrolet Studios with our two former Packers, Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, the one and only Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, and I'm Rami Makhlouf, and this is what you have to pick from in Great Lakes Dragaway. Pick a lane. Right lane, do you agree with Travis Shaw, who says the Brewers are playing with house money? Center lane, what would it take for you to want Ted out? And the return lane, what are you hoping to get on this 10-game road trip, and how big a road trip is it? 799-1250. You can always tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan. Travis Shaw, after the win Friday, the first of two wins they got over the weekend against the Phillies, saying, quote, "We weren't supposed to be here, so we're kind of playing with house money right now. At the same time, a 5.5-game lead, we kind of expect to keep that cushion and finish like we are right now." Sparky, is it still house money? Don't you expect this team is pretty good and should stay pretty good for the last 60 games or so that they have left?
I don't expect anything. You take it as it comes and just hope they can keep going with the way they're going. Look, they're clearly a good baseball team. They're 10 over. They were 11 over before the loss yesterday. So I don't think you can question that. The talent on this team is still the talent on this team, though. I mean, the starting rotation, I couldn't even begin to tell you how they're winning as many games as they are. If you look at who's in the starting rotation and how they're doing right now, Davies isn't living up to the hype. Junior Gary isn't living up to the hype. Peralta's not even here. Jimmy Nelson is, so that's good. Davies hasn't been as good as last year either. Chase Anderson found a couple more pitches, and then he gets hurt, and now he's out for a while. So it's just amazing. The bullpen was, not garbage, but the bullpen wasn't very good, and now they've caught fire here the last 2-3 weeks, and it's pitched really, really good, which is good. Their bullpen ERA overall is pretty good in baseball right now. And then the bats just keep on going. And I just keep saying, man, chemistry is playing a big, big part of this, man. They're feeding off of each other's emotions and going with it, which is a great thing. But house money, yeah. I mean, there's no pressure on this team. Everybody thinks the Cubs are going to get hot and win this thing. I was watching a Twitter battle just now between two of our listeners going back and forth about it.
I saw that, too.
I'm just telling you that the pressure is not in Chicago. The pressure is not in Milwaukee. Now, it may get to Milwaukee in September if they're still up. And now the reality of, yeah, you can win this division. You're 3.5 up and you got a month to go. Then maybe it tightens a little bit on this team. Maybe things tighten up a little bit. But as long as they continue to play loose and just have fun, I think they're going to be fine.
27 of the 30 teams that have led their division by 5 games or more in the wild card era have won that division.
Yep.
It would be an epic collapse at this point for the Brewers not to win this division.
Or an unbelievable run by the Cubs.
That too. If the Brewers play at the pace that they have until now, which is about an 89-win pace, and the Cubs just somehow outdo that, which would take really a remarkable second
Correct.
Half for the Cubs, if that happens, okay. But if the Brewers just start playing like the team we expected them to be when the season started, that's got to be disappointing. Then I think Brewers fans look at this and go, that might have been fool's gold those first 90-some games.
Rami, people were expecting them to play 20 under.
Right. But that was 93 games ago, 94 games ago.
But what I'm saying is, if they play at the stretch that you're saying,
yeah.
Do you know how bad they would have to be for 2 months? They're not capable of being that bad for 2 months. If I jinxed them, I'm sorry. I don't think they're capable of being. I don't believe they're capable of being that bad. Could they be a few games under 500 if things go wrong? Sure. But if things go right and they go, seven, eight games over in the second half on top of the 10 they're
over
already.
Oh, no. I'm not saying that they end up with the record that a lot of us predicted.
No, but
I'm
you're
just saying if they play the quality of baseball we expected from them for the rest of the season.
But that would be bad, bad baseball. I mean, 20
games. Bad.
20 games under 500. I mean, you're talking about what? 2, 3, 6-game, 7-game losing streaks. The wheels would totally have to fall off to play at that horrible of a level. I saw somebody on Twitter earlier tweet out predictions from the Bleacher Report. The Bleacher Report had the Brewers winning like 63 games this year. Like 62, 63 games. And look where they are right now. I think he's 100% correct with the house money term. And as long as they keep that in their mind and in their perspective and just go out there and have fun and everything's icing on the cake at this point, I think they'll be fine.
Well, that's to right lane. Do you agree with Travis Shaw when he says this team is playing with house money? 799-1250, or you can tweet us at 1057FMTheFan. Moving to the center lane, a little NFL talk. The Carolina Panthers fired general manager Dave Gettleman effective immediately today, just a few days before that team reports to training camp. And a lot of this goes back to, Leroy, the owner's displeasure with the way that some veterans have been able to walk away or forced to walk away from the Panthers organization, going back to Steve Smith, then D'Angelo Williams, most recently Josh Norman. And they have two guys, Thomas Davis and Greg Olsen, that are about to hit the free agent market as well. And the owner said, you know what? Enough is enough. Before we lose these two guys, we're going to get rid of Dave Gettleman. Leroy, what would it take for you to want the same fate for Ted Thompson?
Well, if he brought Brett Favre back and got rid of Aaron Rodgers, then he has to go.
Right now?
Yeah.
If he brought Brett Favre back
now. Yeah, brought Brett Favre back at 115 and let Aaron Rodgers go, then yeah, he has to go. Other than that, hey, it's on cruise control. And I don't think – and we got a few people on Twitter. I want Steve to find a few of them while I'm saying this. I think a lot of people – think everything has took its course. Ted has took the organization as far as he could take them. But if you look at things that happened in Carolina, I think it would make you appreciate Ted just a little bit more to know your organization is not dysfunctional, even without a couple guys who's been underneath him who running the organization. Was two guys now, was three, actually now it's two, but you know, guys who bother underneath Ted, who've gone on to run their own franchises, one of them won a Super Bowl, and Snyder. So you would think that everything is stable there. I think people lose sight of how stable it's really been. But I think that when you have the narrative to say that they only won two Super Bowls, you know, with the two potential, well, one of them is a Hall of Famer, is in the Hall of Fame, and one of them could be, you would think that you would want more. So if you're on the cusp of wanting more, and you went to the championship game, why mess with it? You know, you don't think for some reason Carolina wish they had that kind of stability? So, yes, I don't see a scenario unless he just up and just trades Aaron Rodgers, like, before he gets bad, that more people would ask for, because you're going to always have some. Some people, Rami, have not let go the fact that Brett Favre retired, and for some reason – he got traded to the Jets, and they forced Brett out. So they would never like Ted. I get that. And I have an open mind to those people, too. But I don't think he can do anything right now for somebody to just fire him. Because we also, Mike brilliantly played Mark Murphy here a while ago, and he said Ted is here for a number of years.
So that's the center lane. What would it take for you to want Ted Thompson out?
Smoke.
Joining Dave Gettleman on the unemployment line.
You do like Rami, you get somebody, get them for you.
799-1250,
allegedly.
Or you can tweet us at 1057 FM The Fan. And moving to the return lane, and returning to some Brewers talk, GE Brewers.
That boy, good. Yeah. Boy, he said allegedly quick.
10 games.
Yeah, man.
4 against Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
3 against Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
3 against the first place Washington Nationals.
Yeah.
All on the road. How big a road trip is this? And how much do you expect from it?
You told me 10. You're going to win 10 out of 10 at the break.
Well, I think it's a very important road trip. Anytime you go 10 games on a road, Rami, to me, it's very dangerous. I don't care what team you are and what team you have. It's just, I mean, to me, that's just a long stretch. And it's, you know, it's baseball. I mean, baseball, in football, we're gone a couple of days. But 10 games away from home, And we're right. We talked about this earlier. East Coast is not as bad as West Coast, but it's still 10 games away from home. Anything stupid can happen. I'm looking at 500. And then they end this trip. They end this 10-game road trip with the Cubs. Is that series at Miller Park?
Yeah. They have the 10-game road trip. Yeah. Then they play the Cubs three-game set at Miller Park at the end of the month.
I'm anxious to see that game and how well will the Brewer faithful turn out. Will they keep their tickets and not sell them? So that should be a nice crowd to see and see where our fans are actually at. Because it's going to be important. It's going to be an important series once they get back here, too. So let's just keep them above water. 500, but I think it's super important that they get at least 500 in this.
They have to go at least 500, you're saying, on this trip.
Yes, yes. Because if you match it up and you've already talked about the Cubs go where?
7-3.
Cubs have the Braves, the Cardinals, and four against the White Sox.
Yeah.
And five of those games, of those 10 games, will be at home for the Cubs.
That's a lot of pressure on the Cubs. They got to at least go minimum 500 just to stay 4.5 down. They got to go on a roll.
Yeah, they got to keep pace with the Brewers. They can't lose ground to the Brewers between now and that series at the end of the month. Every game is crucial. I love this time of year in Major League Baseball. Literally every game is crucial. So a 10-game road trip against some pretty good teams before you welcome the team that you're trying to shut out of the division title comes to town, that's a huge road trip.
And if the Brewers win 10 out of 10, I think you should wear a Brewers cap.
If the Brewers win 10 out of 10, I'll wear that Paul Molitor giveaway jersey.
Oh, that would be nice.
And to work.
If the Brewers win 10 out of 10, this division may be over.
Probably.
Yeah, I don't matter about that.
Probably.
I want to see him wear that Molitor jersey.
If they do that, you can kiss it goodbye.
Katie Bada-do.
Katie Bada-do.
We've reset the big topics discussed on today's big show. Now you get the final say on them. Right lane, do you agree with Shaw's house money comment? Center lane, what would it take for you to want Ted out? And the return lane, what are you hoping to get on this road trip? 799-1250. You can tweet us at 105.7FM, The Fan. Never a reason to hit the road.
No.
When you're drinking Northern Brewer, Gary, because you make it right at home.
No, you don't want to be doing that. You want to be in your man cave.
What I meant to say is no reason to hit the road to go and buy Northern Brewer because you make it right at home.
I'll be your designated
driver.
My bad.
Or if you got a good friend like Leroy Butler,
I'll drive for you.
He can be your designated driver. You always got to have a good friend.
Yeah, he's on like 18 Shirley Temples, man. He's on a sugar high driving off the road.
He's a good guy.
We may get pulled over for going too slow, but we will.
That's right. But we will arrive alive. No doubt about it. My good friend, Leroy Butler. Hey, folks. My good friends over at Northern Brewer, located at Highway 100 Greenfield Avenue, where you can become your own brewmaster, and also where you can get friends.
That's true.
I don't have that handy right now.
Oh, my God.
Sorry. I'm loading sound for the On Deck show, man. I got a lot on my plate.
She should have loaded that before the show.
Just keep going, dude.
Right, Steve?
Yeah. Hey, man. Whatever you say, man. It's your birthday.
Okay, good. My good friends over at Northern Brewer, located on Highway 100 in Greenfield Avenue.
Well, you get this on Wednesday. Right?
Can become your own.
I'm not in on Wednesday because I don't want to be bothered. I don't want to be bothered with you joking.
Bothered?
Yeah.
What do you mean bothered?
Man.
Because y'all won't let me waffle when I want to. So I know
it's your birthday. You can waffle.
Yeah, you can waffle all day, man.
Yeah, you got a free waffle day.
Trust me.
Free waffle day.
We'll put syrup and candles on those waffles for you.
Give me the side eye every single time.
Well, yeah, but I'm not gonna let you. I'll let you waffle. I'll give you the side eye, but I won't say nothing.
Robbie, you know you said that word funny.
What?
Syrup.
Syrup?
Syrup.
How you say it? I say syrup.
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 Is that weird?
Syrup.
Syrup. Yeah. What about you, Steve?
What did you say? Syrup.
Yeah.
Steve is probably right.
I don't know what I'm saying.
Syrup.
I don't know what I'm saying different. Syrup.
We're saying syrup.
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 No, you're saying syrup.
It's syrup.
You're saying like it's Sears.
It's syrup.
Syrup. Yeah. We're saying syrup.
Just never mind.
Just like an orange and an orange.
Hey, man, I'm just glad he can say iron right because that was a problem for him.
Iron?
Yeah.
Like,
how did you used to say it?
I used to say it the way it was spelled.
How?
Iron.
Iron?
Iron.
What?
Iron?
Iron. Iron? Dude, that's not how you say it.
Is that like siren?
Yeah.
And I'm the last person to talk about pronunciating words, right? Because I'm horrible at it.
Is that right, Peyton Manning?
That's right.
Peyton Wendy's Manning. Big Show. Hey, be right back in the Holt Chevrolet Studios.
How have you been able to keep guys like Elliott Wolf, Alonzo Highsmith, how have you been able to keep all these guys still in place in Green Bay and not let them get away from anywhere else?
Yeah, you know, we got a lot. Brian Gutekunst has had some great opportunities. And, you know, Ted, you know, hopefully he can continue to work as a GM for a number of years. And, you know, and you don't want to – I mean, if it's a really special opportunity for somebody, I mean, there's only 32 general manager jobs in the league. So, you know, I think with, you know, Elliott and Brian and, you know, the opportunity versus what they have here with the Packers.
That was Mark Murphy, the Packers president, joining the Wendy's Big Shot at the Packers Hall of Fame Golf Classic next week. We're live in the Holtz Chevrolet Studios and in the midst of Great Lakes Dragaway Pickle Lane. Few minutes for you to get in before the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin on Deck show gets you ready for Brewers baseball, and here's what you have to pick from. Right lane, do you agree with Travis Shaw when he says that the Brewers are playing with house money? Center lane, what would it take for you to want Ted Thompson out? And the return lane, what are you hoping to get on this road trip? 10-game trip for the Brewers, and how big a trip is it? 799-1250. You can always tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan. Let's go to Rick. He's in Brookfield. Now he's on the Wendy's Big Show. Pick a lane, Rick.
Hey, Rick. Hey, guys. It's Rick from Oakfield.
Hey, Rick.
Hey, Rick.
To me, they'd have to go 5-5. If anything, 6-4, because they are playing Pittsburgh and Philly, and they're subpar, sub-500 teams. The problem is with me, they have to tweak that starting rotation, and they have not done so. Junior Garrow and Zach Davis have to go in the bullpen. Their demand is terrible. And if anything, it's Sonny Gray or Brandon Ortiz or put Josh Hader in there, even though they're not going to. Until they get Denson and step back in the starting rotation, they got two guys, Nelson and Garza. And Garza's questionable.
Well, I hear what you're saying. Thanks for the call. You know, that's the thing, though. I mean, you start talking about adding two guys to the rotation, and you suggest bringing Hader out of the bullpen to the rotation. They very well could do that. They could trade for a pitcher. Then they could add Hader to the rotation. And he says he wants Davies and Garrett out of the rotation. Well, whoever ends up coming out of the rotation. So now it's Jimmy Nelson, the guy you add, plus Josh Hader. That's three. Guards, I'm assuming you can't trade, so that's four. And then whoever ends up being your number five pitcher. How much better is that rotation at that point? Don't know, because we don't know what Josh will look like in the starting rotation, if he'll be as effective in the starting rotation as he is in the bullpen. Furthermore, you then have to replace his arm in the bullpen, and he's been outstanding in the bullpen to this point.
What do you think about, instead of moving him to the rotation, because people want more of Josh Hader, and I can see why.
Yeah.
I can absolutely see why. What about instead of moving him to the rotation, increasing his role in that bullpen and using him the way that Terry Francona used Andrew Miller out of the Indians' bullpen last year?
Well, he's pitching two innings at a time now. I mean, what more of an increased role do you want?
That's true.
You go three innings, I guess. I mean, he's pitching two innings. Now, again, if it's now, you and Tim and most others love Barnes, the setup guy for the Brewers right now.
I do.
Yeah, I like Barnes. He's got a lot of heat, Steve.
Yeah, I know.
99, 98, 97.
But for me, I'd be fine with letting Hader pitch the seventh and the eighth and let Barnes come into situational spots. And then let Corey Knebel be the ninth inning guy. I'd be fine with that going forward. Until Hader proves that he can't handle pitching the seventh and eighth, I'd be fine with that. And then on nights Hader can't pitch because he pitched through that the night before, then Barnes can go in there and pitch the eighth. But I think, for me at least, I'd let him be the seventh and eighth inning guy. You've got this Webb guy, Tyler Webb. Let him be your left-handed specialist earlier in the game to come in to get a lefty out so you don't got to burn Hader. And then you're okay. And again, I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility that they may go get another bullpen arm before this whole thing is said and done. Besides trying to get a starter.
I wouldn't be surprised at all. I think if there's any place where I could definitely see them adding, it's in that bullpen. Just because of the price that you have to pay to add a starter. I don't think they're looking to add any position players or add anything to that lineup. I think they're all set there.
Grizzled one's upset because we're not talking about Brent Suter. And Suter has pitched really well, and he pitches again tonight. He's had two good starts in a row. He's replacing Chase Anderson.
They just got to get him out of around 80 pitches. Get him out.
And if Suter pitches well again, he's going to make a claim to stay in this rotation when Chase Anderson comes back.
But how sold are you on Brent Suter?
Don't know.
They got to get
him
out.
Aren't you kind of wondering? No matter how many good starts he has, I guess at some point this will wear off, but no matter how many good starts he has, almost every time he takes the mound, you're going, well, what are we going to get from Brett Suter
today? No, I haven't thought that once yet.
Really?
Of the last two starts. Wow.
Not that it's gloom and doom, but okay, what are we going to get?
Yeah, well, I'm expecting quality starts every time he goes out there right now.
Is that kind of like an innings eater? Quality starts?
Six innings, three runs.
Yeah, quality starts.
Yeah, you got to get him out. Term,
but, and he's been doing that or better.
That's all you want.
They seem like they always leave him in a little bit too long.
Who, Suter?
Yeah.
And maybe just a few pitches too long. Our thanks to Jim Callis of MLBPipeline.com.
JC.
National Baseball Insider Seth Everett, as well as Paul Wagner, the former Brewers pitcher, for all joining us on the Wendy's Big Show this afternoon. If you missed any of that or anything on today's show, check out Fan On Demand at 1057FMTheFan.com. That's presented by John Paul's Buick GMC, Highway 100 in Greenfield, and all that available as well on the newly designed smartphone app. Coming up next, it's Appella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Oh, windows and doors.
On Deck Show, yours truly, getting you ready for Brewers and Pirates. And then after the last pitch, you make the switch to the Milwaukee Admirals Baseball Post Game Show. For Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Mike Clemens, I'm Rami Maklov saying thanks for listening to the Wendy's Big Show. We'll talk to you again tomorrow starting at 2.
Sports Flash right now.
From the Master Z's WSSP Sports Update Studio, I'm Mike Clemens, Master Z's, Wisconsin's largest home leisure retailer. Specializing in patio furniture, check out over $1 million of new inventory in Waukesha and the Bayshore Town Center. First on the Fan. The Crew yesterday losing to the Phillies, but the bright spot was a home run by one of their rookies, Brett Phillips. His first in the major leagues in front of the hometown crowd at Miller Park. The downside is that Matt Garza was pitching a pretty good game, but got yanked after the five inning to make way to get some offense sparked there. Garza, not exactly happy.
It's always tough to come out of a game, you know, and it's just not my call.
The Brewers ended up losing 5-2. Craig Counsell on the loss after they put in Tyler Webb, who gave up a grand slam to Nick Williams.
You go into that game and Corey and Jacob are down, and it's an aggressive move for me to pinch hit for Matt there. We took a chance there. You know you're going to, with those guys down in the bullpen, that you're going to have to use some other relievers to cover 12 outs. But, you know, I'd do it again.
So game one of a four-game series in Pittsburgh coming up at 6:05. The latest Brewers news is next with Rami Maklov here on The Fan. NFL, more troubles for Cowboys running back Ezekiel Elliott involved in a fight in a Dallas nightclub. Carolina Panthers making a surprise move by finding their general manager, Dave Gettleman, who led them to Super Bowl 50. The Redskins say Kirk Cousins turning down the highest guaranteed signing amount, $53 million for a quarterback in NFL history. And the Bucs were set to meet with Derrick Rose over the weekend in Los Angeles. That meeting could still be on. I'm Mike Clemens, Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
It's game day, Brew Crew fans, and we're here to get you ready before first pitch.
We'll have today's starting lineups, and we'll debate the hot topics in Milwaukee. Plus, you'll hear from the skipper.
Now, it's the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Yes, it is, and welcome in, Brewers fans. Rami Maklov getting you ready for the first of a four-game set with the Pittsburgh Pirates and the first of a 10-game road trip. Yesterday, it was a day of firsts for the Brewers. A solid day for Matt Garza, going five innings, giving up just one run on three hits. He walked three and struck out one. I can talk. His day was done, though, after those five innings, as Craig Counsell opted to go with Brett Phillips, pitch hitting for Garza. And here's the first of those firsts that I mentioned. Highlight courtesy of Fox Sports Wisconsin. However, it wasn't long before another first would happen. Tyler Webb with his first appearance on the mound for the Brewers and his first home run given up for the Brewers.
So let's see how he does. First pitch, hammered into center field. Broxton going back, looks up, and this one is gone. A grand slam for Nick Williams on the first pitch. And the Phillies get the lead back. spoiling the debut of Tyler Webb.
Brewers couldn't muster up any offense, and that would do it 5-2. The final, Webb struck out to finish off that inning on a high note. And other than that, a solid day for the Brewers bullpen, scoreless the rest of the way from Rob Scahill, Carlos Torres, and Oliver Drake. Garza, like I said, goes five innings, giving up just the one run. So now the Brewers hit the road on a down note, but still winners of 11 of their last 14 games and still 4.5 games up on the Chicago Cubs in the NL Central. They hope to build on those numbers when this one gets going at PNC Park in just over a half hour from right now.
You're listening to the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck Show on The Fan. Who's batting first? Here's today's look around the diamond with the starting lineups. Sponsored by Waukesha Sports Cards. Do you have an upcoming charity event or fundraiser? Call 262-544-0959 to find out how they can help. Waukesha Sports Cards has a great selection of authentic autographed sports memorabilia.
Start with the visitors and leading off and at second base for your Milwaukee Brewers is Jonathan Villar. Eric Thames will bat second and play first. It's Ryan Braun in left field. He'll bat third. In the cleanup spot and playing third base is Travis Shaw. Domingo Santana will man right field and bat fifth. Behind the plate, batting sixth is Stephen Vogt. Orlando Arcia will be over at shortstop. He bats seventh, batting eighth. And in center field, off that big home run yesterday, is Brett Phillips on the mound for the crew tonight. Brent Suter, he comes in 1-1, 2.96 ERA, making his fourth start in place of the injured Chase Anderson. He allowed two earned runs over 6 1/3 innings and a no decision at Yankee Stadium on July 8th. He's yet to give up a run to the Pirates over four relief appearances so far in 2016. Meanwhile, for those Pirates, leading off is second baseman Josh Harrison. Francisco Cervelli will be behind the plate. He bats second. Batting third in center field is Andrew McCutchen. It's David Freese batting fourth and playing third. Josh Bell is over at first base. He bats fifth, batting sixth to left fielder Jose Osuna. Gregory Polanco's in right field, and he's batting seventh. Shortstop Jordy Mercer bats eighth on the mound, and batting ninth for the Pirates tonight is Chad Kuhl. He comes in 3-6, a 4.96 ERA. Made an emergency three-inning start Sunday on just 2 days' rest after throwing a career-high seven innings on July 6th. After struggling through May, Kuhl has put together a 3.50 ERA in his last seven outings. So those lineups for you one more time quickly for the crew. It's VR, Thames, Braun, Shaw, Santana, Vogt, Arcia, Phillips, and Suter. And for the Pirates, it's Harrison, Cervelli, McCutchen, Freeze, Bell, Osuna, Polanco, Mercer, and Chad Kuhl on the mound.
This is the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck Show.
What's Craig Counsell have planned for today's game? Let's find out with today's Scoop from the Skipper on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
And one more look back at yesterday before we move ahead to today's game and manager Craig Counsell after that 5-2 loss to the Phillies.
Craig, that's kind of obviously a tough spot for the Webb. The hitter sort of knows that he's going to have to throw something in the strike zone. And it's a guy who throws something in the strike zone. Just what do you think about having to put him in that situation for the first time?
Yeah, I mean, that's... I mean, he's a big leaguer. I mean, it's not a big league debut. He pitched against us in, you know, a little bit of a similar situation in New York. So it's not, you know, I mean, he's a lefty going up against a lefty. It was a good matchup for him. He just, you know, he threw a breaking ball at in the strike zone, and the guy put a good swing on it.
So you took the wind out of things after Phillips. That was sort of a big moment. The crowd really was into it.
I think that's. You know, it was a great moment. It was outstanding, and you know, I think you go into that game and Corey and Jacob are down, and if you're going to be, you know, it's an aggressive move for me to pinch hit for Matt there. We took a chance there. You know, you're going to, you know, with those guys down in the bullpen, that you're going to have to use some other relievers to cover 12 outs. But you know, I'd do it again. You know, you'll take the 2-1 lead and. We just didn't work out in that inning. I thought if, you know, Rob and Webb get us through the innings, we're set up nicely to cover the 7th, 8th, and 9th.
There's always an excitement about somebody hitting their first home run. There seemed to be a bit more with Brett doing it. What is that like for a guy like that and for this clubhouse to see him get that?
Well, it's great. I mean, it's his real first big moment here. I thought even in the game yesterday, as kind of the at bats went on, his swings got a little better, and it looked like he started feeling a little comfortable with his at bats. So, it's a great moment, and you know, I think, you know, for whatever happens with Brett the rest of the year, it's something that, you know, he can lean on for the rest of the, you know, kind of moving forward here. And he's had a moment and that had some success and a big moment of success and contributed.
What did you think of how Matt threw the ball?
I thought Matt threw the ball well. You know, it's he pitched very well. He was efficient, got in a little bit of trouble in the fifth, but you know, got himself out of it really with limiting the damage. And it's, you know, it was a tough call taking him out there. Like I said, it's one of those that's a sticky one. And I thought Hellickson was kind of matching him with everything he was doing, certainly. And their bullpen, to me, when they get into winning games, their bullpen's pretty effective. Those three guys, you know, those four guys that they kind of generally go to. So we took a shot, but Matt was throwing the ball well, and he really continues to do a really nice job, kind of under the radar. He's putting together a pretty nice season.
As quiet as your offense was all day, those last two innings, you got, you know, a chance.
Yeah, I mean, you know, look, we got the tying run up there. We got Travis in at bat. We got Steven in at bat. We got Eric in at bat. Arcia had an at bat. So we gave ourselves a shot. You know, we gave ourselves a shot in the last two innings, and, you know, that's all you can ask for, really.
Aggressive 3-0.
Yeah, no, he looked at me and I said, yeah, so I definitely like that.
You can turn anybody loose, that's the guy, right? I mean, he's been so good.
It's a good spot. The guy just, you know, it was a strike. It was just a little down. If it's a little up, you know, that's the risk you take. But I think there's the way Travis is swinging the bat, I think that's a place where you take a little risk.
Overall, pretty good weekend, Craig. You win 2 out of 3 and get going here in the second.
Yeah, no, it's you know, win series is always going to you know, be successful. There's going to be, you know, we're always going to want more. I think that's the world we're in. That's the spot we're certainly in. But you know, we're playing well. I love what we did in the eighth and the ninth, and giving ourselves a shot. Give yourselves a shot. Some of those times are going to come through. And that's we've done that a bunch this year, and it's good to see.
It's time to debate the big issues surrounding the crew.
Get ready for the roundtable.
This is the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck Show on The Fan.
Yes, it is. And joining me on the roundtable this evening, two of the biggest and most knowledgeable Brewers fans that I know. This first guy here in weekday mornings, 6 to 10, right here on The Fan, along with Chuck Freeman on the Chuck and Winkler Show. He's the Winkler half of that, and my favorite half of that. It's Bart Winkler. How are you this afternoon, Bart?
Doing good, Rami. How are you, man?
Doing well. Also joining us, you'll hear him after this game and most every game, along with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on the Milwaukee Admirals baseball postgame show right here on The Fan. Always a pleasure to welcome in the franchise, Tim Allen. How are you, Tim?
I'm good. Sparky's triumphant return tonight on a Monday night game. Looking forward to it.
Was he gone for a while? He usually does Mondays and Tuesdays,
like,
doesn't he?
Well, it just seems like, with the All-Star break and everything, like it's been a month.
Okay. Tim, how big is this 10-game road trip before the Cubs come to town?
I don't think it's an end-all, be-all. Just go out there and do what you're doing. Start with tonight, 6:05 tonight. We'll go after Chad Kuhl, and we'll just play this thing out. I don't think it's a you have to win anything. I don't think you have to win this. I don't think you have to win the road trip. I don't think you have to do anything. You just got to do what you do and let those chips fall. Let the front office do what they're going to do. Lock it all out. Council and these guys have done a terrific job of that, and the beat goes on here. It's a road trip, and it's another game tonight.
What are you chuckling about there, Winkler?
Oh, Tim's just so funny. You can call me Bart. Tim's just so funny. He's just a funny guy, and I just want everybody to be aware of that. Tim's a funny guy. Look, Tim and I are like, I've been surveying the people on our station, and their opinions on The Fan. And I've come to the deduction that Tim and I'll include Chuck in there a little bit too, and I think that we are we're the smartest people on the station about this Brewers team. Everybody's so concerned and panicked and worried about their feelings, and Chuck's been rooting for a team for a long time that hasn't won anything, and Tim and I see an opportunity in front of you, and I think the three of us, I've heard it on the big show too, you guys have been pretty good about that.
Well, thank you.
I think for the most part, everybody that I just mentioned is pretty smart about the show, about the Brewers. And whoever I didn't mention is obviously completely wrong.
So you're with Tim. You don't think that this road trip is necessarily a big deal. And I'm shocked to hear Tim say that, because every game is the most important game of the season in Tim's book, but all of a sudden this 10-game road trip isn't do or die.
No, well, you can't look at it as a 10-game window. You look at it as tonight's game. I mean, after the dust settles, sure, take a look at it and say, wow, man, you know, we didn't come out, you know, with a 6-4 mark or 7-3 mark that you wanted, but let's let the dust settle on that. Is it a big? They're all big. I mean, all of these are big. Are we going to say that if they come back 4-6 after these 10 games that it's over? Of course not. Keep doing what you're doing.
Bart, you were saying?
Right. I was just with Tim's point. You don't have to go 8-2. You don't have to go 7-3. You don't have to go 6-4. Just play the games in front of you. What I would like, if I could have a wish, is that the Brewers were still at least 3 games, maybe 4 games ahead of the Cubs by the time those two tussle up in Miller Park in a couple of weeks, so that if the Cubs did come and sweep, worst-case scenario, the Brewers would still have that ground, because that's going to be a huge series. But if you're the Brewers, I mean, it's going to be hard. They're getting a lot of national attention. They're getting a lot more attention from the fans. They're getting a lot more expectations from guys like us, so it will be interesting to see how those guys cope. I think this last weekend they coped with it pretty well, had fun. I mean, obviously they lost one game but still won the series. So for the Brewers, I'd like to just keep seeing them do what they do. You don't have to do anything. Just keep playing the kind of baseball that you've been playing.
Well, don't you have to, going by what you just said then there, Bart, don't you have to at least do whatever you got to do to be up 3-4 games on the Cubs by the time that series comes to Miller Park, don't you? I mean, that's all contingent on what the Cubs do, so you can't necessarily put a number on it, but I would say that they have to win however many games that they have to win in order to keep that padded lead.
Yeah, I would like that. I mean, yes, I would like that, but if the Brewers keep playing the way they've been playing, they'll eventually fall into that role. There shouldn't be we can do it to them, but as far as the team itself, they've got to do whatever they've got to do to keep that pressure outside the walls of that locker room. And it's tough because we go down there and we say, hey, are you feeling more pressure? And right now I'm saying they shouldn't feel more pressure. But the next time I'm in that locker room, I'll say, boy, you're in a race. You got to be feeling more pressure, huh? You know, just to get that soundbite. But they got to just stay focused. Whatever they've been doing, this chemistry, the talent, the guys picking each other up. One part of the team goes down, the other goes up, vice versa. Just keep doing that. Ignore us. Ignore the noise. Ignore people that are telling you have to do this and you have to do that, and play NL Central leading baseball.
And I think they're doing that, Bart. Rami, I think they're doing that. You had Brett Phillips on Intentional Talk just about an hour ago. So you are going to get more publicity. And, yeah, we do get curious, Rami, on a serious note. We do get curious to kind of project out a little bit, and we say, well, where are they, you know, what do they have in front of them on the schedule, and, you know, these prospective trades and things like that. And I think the one part, if I could skip over any portion of games here and look forward to something, Rami, you know this, Bart. I mean, can you imagine what that Cubs series is going to be? That is a series. Now, that's not the end-all, be-all. For sure it's not. But I'm just saying, if you are going to jump in the schedule a little bit and take a look forward, that series, wow. I mean, I can't wait for that. And, you know, if the Brewers go 0-10 and the Cubs go 10-0 in their next 10, obviously it takes out some of the wind out of their sails. But that's not going to happen. And that series there. Don't look now. Wild card's way into play. They got a little insurance policy with Colorado and Arizona letting up just a little bit. It's a good situation for them, but I can't wait for that Cubs series.
That's Tim Allen. Catch him tonight on the Milwaukee Admirals baseball postgame show as Sparky makes his return. Tim, always appreciate it. I'll be listening.
You got it, Rob.
And Bart Winkler, Chuck and Winkler, weekday morning, 6 to 10, right here on The Fan. I'll be the Chuck to Bart's Winkler this Thursday, sitting in on the show. I look forward to it, Bart.
Yeah, that'll be fun. Tim's actually going to join us tomorrow, 8:20, and we're going to talk to Steve Novak at 9:20, the former Buck and Marquette star.
Nice. Well, I look forward to it, Bart. Thank you very much.
You won't be up, but thanks.
Bart and Tim joined me on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. When you're ready to get into or back into the housing market, look no further than Great Midwest Bank. Visit greatmidwestbank.com to take the next step towards your new home. Adam McCalvey, our Milwaukee baseball insider, takes us inside the clubhouse next when we return with the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck show, built by Ozinga. Together, building better on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Will today's weather affect the game?
Let's get today's field and game conditions. Brought to you by your neighborhood Ace Hardware stores. Locally owned with everything you need to get ready for the big game. Starting with help.
This is the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck show. On The Fan.
A chance that the weather could affect tonight's game. Rami Makhlouf getting you ready for the first of four between the Brewers and the Pirates at PNC Park. A 15% chance that weather will affect the game tonight. That's a chance of rain throughout the evening. 85 degrees in Pittsburgh to start with. Temperatures are going to drop into the mid to high 70s before all is said and done between the Brewers and the Pirates at PNC Park in Pittsburgh.
Now, here's the behind-the-scenes info as we take you inside the clubhouse.
Brought to you by Coach's Pub and Grill on South 13th Street. Good food, good drinks, good people, and great fun.
This is the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck show on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Adam McCalvey, our Milwaukee baseball insider here on The Fan, and you'll find his work at Brewers.com and MLB.com. He joined Chuck and Winkler today, as he does every Monday morning, and talked about how active this team may be with the trade deadline approaching just about 2 weeks away.
Yeah, it is a really just interesting decision. I think they're going to get someone. At this point, you know, especially after talking to Mark yesterday and his take on this whole thing, they'll get someone. They'll get some kind of pitching help. But I don't know. I can't tell you how big. You know, is it going to be Sonny Gray, who's kind of the biggest fish? It seems still really out there, really likely to be traded. Or is it going to be a small fish? Is it going to be a rental would really surprise me based on where they are and what they've been trying to do over the last couple of years. But I suppose that's possible. You wouldn't have to give up as much. Jeremy Hellickson pitched pretty well yesterday. He's certainly available, and I think the Phillies would eat a bunch of that big salary for this year, and then he's a free agent after this season.
So you think they're going to go after a starter?
Totally. I do, yeah. I think that's the area where they could really help themselves. We talked about the bullpen so much, you know, a month ago. That's really stabilized. Yesterday was the exception, but since the 20th of June, that's the best bullpen in Major League Baseball, which is really surprising considering how much airtime we've dedicated to talking about how the big-time bullpen problems that they have.
Well, I've seen enough of Rob Scahill. I don't know about you, but I have. So I would say Rob Scahill's the exception to that rule, should not be on a pennant-contending roster.
Well, I don't know that it needs to be like overboard. He was good for him last year. The second hit yesterday was a double play grounder without the shift. You know, the shift giveth and it taketh away.
I hate these stupid
yesterday,
shifts.
It definitely took away because it was that inning. You know, if a shortstop's where a shortstop is, it's a single easy double play and then another base hit and it's a different inning. But I don't know, whatever. I mean, it that's not what happened. What happened is hit, big hit, ball game. So it was not a good showing, and it wasn't a good start for Tyler Webb, the new guy who throws a breaking ball and sees his first pitch hit for a grand slam. People were asking, that's got to be the first time it's ever happened. I just simply don't know a way to look that up. So I'm just going to say, yeah, that's probably the first time it's ever happened.
Might be. I'm sure there's Elias Sports Bureau's got something like that.
If someone can look that up for me, yeah.
Some of the Brewers are hot, while some are not. Who's hot? Who's not? Brought to you by AJ Collectibles, the area's most complete lineup of sports cards, memorabilia, and bobbleheads. 7201 West National Avenue, just minutes from Miller Park. This is the only station Brewers fans need. 105.7 FM, The Fan.
The hot only makes sense because this is the way the Brewers season has gone. Eric Sogard, who stepped in for Jonathan VR, who was underperforming, he goes down with an injury, and guess what? VR heats up. 8-game hitting streak. His average is up from 208 to 225 in those 8 games. He has 3 stolen bases and 6 runs as well. Not hot. A lot of talk about Eric Thames and his struggles at the plate.
Brewers' other first baseman, Jesus Aguilar, not much better. He had three-hit games on July 6th and 7th, including the two-home run, seven RBI game. But in the four games before and the four games after those three-hit games, he has one hit, 1-for-19 to be exact, in those two eight games sandwiching the two three-hit games that Jesus Aguilar had, if that made any sense to you. That's going to about do it for us here on the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin on Deck Show. My thanks to Tim Allen and Bart Winkler for joining me on the roundtable. And don't forget, after the last pitch, you make the switch to the Milwaukee Admirals baseball postgame show as Tim is back on these airwaves, hopefully talking about a Brewers win with Steve Sparky, Pfeiffer, and you. In the meantime, I'm Rami Makhlouf saying thanks for listening to the Pella Windows and Doors of...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.